She got dirt, and she's ready to go.
Hey, Jenny.
The Branford Academy of Hair and Cosmetology Dirt Report.
Don't put me in your dirt report.
With Hot 93.7's Jenny Boom Boom.
Jenny Boom Boom.
Hi, Craig.
Jenny, Monday, what's up?
All right, well, what's up is Palm Beach State Attorney Dave Ehrenberg said today about Robert Kraft that he is facing up to 1 year in jail if convicted on the first-degree misdemeanor charge of soliciting another to commit prostitution. So Robert Kraft, the owner of the Patriots, could possibly go to jail for a year.
With a whole lot of rings, a whole lot of money.
Crazy.
We're still talking about this?
We are.
It's over with,
No, it's not. The press conference came out today, and they said he's facing up to a year in prison.
That grown-ass man was horny. He wanted to...
I mean, yes.
Jenny broke it. They broke it down. They said next year the big game is in Florida. So all he was doing was preparing the girls to get ready for the opposing team when they come down there.
The problem with this is this was like a sting that went on for months.
Right.
And 100 guys were caught up in this situation.
And he's number 100.
Well, yeah, and he's the most famous, so that's why we're talking about him.
Right.
Okay, so Robert Kraft is accused of soliciting prostitution at least twice in visits to the Orchids of Asia Day Spa in Jupiter, Florida. Mm. And investigators say they have surveillance videos from inside the massage parlor showing all of the men, all 100, suspected of paying for sex acts at the massage parlor. And it was all part of a massive sting operation, which involved multiple law enforcement agencies, including the Department of Homeland Security.
Oh, man, it got like that?
Also the IRS, the police, and more.
Word.
Yeah. So basically, according to court documents, Robert Kraft paid for a threesome on January 19th. Because it's either go big or go home.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So then, after that was over, there's some graphic stuff in here. We got more graphic stuff on the website. Check it out.
Robert Kraft, Bill Belichick, and Tom Brady together? No, it wasn't. Okay.
Giselle ain't going for that.
Just Robert
Tom
Kraft.
Tom Brady was not there.
Just the
only. All right, so once finished with the threesome, he paid each of the girls a $100 bill.
That's it.
It's
going down in Florida.
Just $100.
Ain't no money in Florida. Ain't no money out there.
So officials have described the case against Robert Kraft in graphic detail, saying his first incident occurred on January 19th. The second incident, January 20th. He went back the next day.
For seconds.
On the day that the Patriots are playing the Chiefs in the AFC Championship game. After that incident on January 20th, he got on a plane and he flew to the game. Where the Patriots defeated the Chiefs 37-31 in an overtime thriller.
Yeah, he could have showed up at the third quarter. He didn't have to be there in the beginning. Just be there at the end when they're looking at you in the camera.
So officials are saying that the investigation took more than 8 months and exposed a massive human trafficking and prostitution ring operated out of Florida. Meanwhile, Robert Kraft's lawyer said, "We categorically deny that Mr. Kraft engaged in any illegal activity."
Right.
Because when all else fails, you should deny.
Jenny, there's no BBWs in Foxborough. He couldn't find one out there with a North Face on.
So this day... you're so funny. This day spa has become a tourist hotspot.
Oh, man.
Like, people are going and taking pictures in front of the day spa now because this is where Robert Kraft got busted. And a naked man showed up to the day spa today and was standing in front of it completely naked. Check out the video, hot937.com.
Too much.
Yeah, that's the latest right there. Hey, we got the Ride of 5 Rush Hour mix with DJ Craig G coming up at 5.
No R. Kelly news? Oh, yes, it's going down. Well, the mix is right.
You know what? A video was just turned in, and we have the actual graphic detail of what the video is.
Oh,
it's the same girl that's on the first video.
Right.
Who's 14 at the time.
Right.
And it is so unbelievably graphic, the news on it. Like, I mean, really, like, to where it's stomach turning. I can't go into any detail.
I apologize for even saying this.
But this is the second video that they have gotten now.
Right.
More women came forward over the weekend, and there's a third video that they are right now trying to obtain to give to federal prosecutors.
Wow.
So, and R. Kelly is still sitting in jail right now. He can't come up with $100,000 cash to get out of jail, and that's a problem
That is.
Where is his money?
Right.
All right, so we got the Ride at 5 Rush Hour mixed with DJ Craig G coming up. Keep it here.